Ministering at Pastor Shirley Caesar's Wilt Thou Be Made Whole Conference is none other than Pastor Donnie McClurkin. How you doing?
Fine, Melissa. How you feeling?
Absolutely wonderful. Can you see the smile on my face? Can you just look through the phone and see it? That is how much I love your anointing and your ministry. It's so much love, and it's so genuine that we're just so glad to have you back in our area.
Well, I appreciate it. I really do. I'm glad to be here.
Now, Pastor McClurkin, you got to be one of the hardest working pastors that I know. Not only do we run you here on Saturday with the Donnie McClurkin Show, you have Sunday's Best that's going on, and you're senior pastor at Perfecting Faith Church there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. God got me busy, but not too busy. You know, he gives you the grace to be able to do it all, and then he gives you the warning sign to slow up when you're doing too much.
Now, we love you on Sunday's Best, but my question to you is it hard to kind of give some feedback to some of those people sometimes?
Well, let me ask you a question first. Do you think I'm mean?
No, you're not mean.
No. No, you know, really, I love the show. I love it. This is my third season being on the show.
Yes.
And the way that we do it, it really is a benefit to the artists that come on. They show the small little snippets of the auditions where you saw an hour's worth of auditions or 2 hours worth of auditions.
Right.
That was a series of 5 days, 10 and 12 hour days straight. So they took, the excerpts that were more sensationalistic, and made it interesting. But it also made me the villain. People start calling me the Simon Cowell. But if they knew how I function when it comes to ministry and music, that's the way I am. I believe that you're supposed to offer your best to the Lord.
Yes.
And when you don't, it's like bad food. I can't stand bad food. Woo! I can't abide bad singing or bad preaching. And it's just critiquing them. And then we get a chance to sit and talk with them. And then we get a chance to, exchange emails with a lot of them. And when it comes to this point where we have the main stage every week now, it's really exhilarating to see the new life that's coming into the gospel music industry. Nobody really loses, because everybody that's on the show, whether auditions or on the show itself,
right,
you got 3 million viewers. I watch the show and say, oh, man, I shouldn't have said it like that.
Before I go, you got to tell us about this new project you have going on.
No, I was working on it till 5 o'clock this morning.
Woo!
I was in the studio till 5 o'clock, and then Israel Houghton came in, and we were writing a song together. So we spent about 3-4 hours together getting that up and running. And it's a CD of collaboration. Different artists. I'm doing duets with Tremaine Hawkins and with Dorinda Clark Cole, with Israel Houghton. I think we're going to bring Marvin Sapp on and do it as Kingsmen. And, Fantasia's going to do a song with us. Still pulling out Anita Baker. I just got to get the right song for her. And John P. Key's going to be on with us. It's going to be a collaboration of artists that I've always loved. And Fifi and Marvin Wyland's going to be on it. It's going to be a labor of love. But the songs, I'm old, Melissa.
You're not old.
Oh, yes, I am. Now, don't go to hell over this. And I listen to the younger group of people, like the Tasha Cobbs and
yes,
the Anthony Brown and Group Therapy and Isaac Curry and the Kiara Shears. I can't call her Kiki anymore. Kiara Shears and the Zaccardi Cortez. Lord, that boy is the singingest brother out there.
The young brother with the old soul is what he says.
Oh, man. But his voice is remarkable. And I listen to the productions of their music, Deshaun Mitchell, all of them.
Yes.
And I'm saying, boy, I'm the old lion of the group. I'm just the old lion. And so for me, it becomes harder every time I do it because I've got to play harder. Lord, don't let me be intimidated by the advancement of gospel music.
Oh, no.
And I've always got to deal with my inner fear.
Right.
God, please, don't let me be intimidated by the change in the shift.
Mm-hmm.
Just show me who I am and show me what you want me to do. Like I said, I'm learning how to become all the more what he wants me to be.
Yeah.
And after all these years, you'd think I would have had it by now. But it's always a work in progress. It's always a work in progress trying to perfect yourself as God is perfecting.
Well, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, thanks so much for giving us a little time and hanging out and talking to us about what's going on. And we're looking forward to seeing you tonight at Pastor Shirley Caesar's Wilt Thou Be Made Whole Conference.
Oh, I look forward to seeing everybody there. I really do.